Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Introducing the Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws. This is an additional daily draw for your favorite Lucky 3 game, which allows you to play your lucky numbers twice per day. The Lucky 3 Afternoon Draw will be aired on NCN Channel 11 at 14 hours, Mondays through Saturdays. If you purchase a ticket for the afternoon draw, it will be valid for that draw only. Multi-draw tickets can also be purchased for these draws. So play Lucky 3 in the afternoon and tune in to NCN Channel 11 or VOG at 14 hours for the drawings. Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws, another easy way to earn some cash. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When last we were in Murondoy, James was chairing a meeting of the Senior Citizens Subcommittee of the Village Council. Lucille had given him a list of issues to be discussed. Unfortunately, other matters, including the establishment of a shelter for seniors in the community, were dealt with, and this caused some friction between Lucille and Cecil. To make matters worse, Lucille saw Cecil and Sister Patsy walking home after the meeting. As we return to Murondoy, the village council is meeting to discuss the Plan of Action for Regional Development, PARD.
Evening, James.
Hey, Sonny. You're early, boy.
Yes. I know it's a big meeting we got today. So I didn't want to take no chance and be late.
Yeah, boy. The first time we discussed this issue, it didn't end well. I'm hoping that things go differently this time.
I hope so too. But with people like Ignatius Thomas on this council, I ain't keeping my hopes up.
I know what you mean.
Well, we gonna see.
Indeed.
By the way, James, how are you and your mother-in-law, Lucy?
I don't even know.
Things all right with she and Mr. Carter?
Things ever okay with them. As far as I'm concerned, she's getting worse with age. Frankly, if I wasn't married to June, I wouldn't even speak to that woman.
That bad, eh?
You see how she has been running me down ever since I was elected as village chairman? I don't know what is wrong with her.
Well, you know, old age and maybe, who knows, maybe it's something deeper.
Well, I don't know, and frankly, I don't care.
Praise the Lord, Rich.
Good evening, Coretta.
Hi.
Gentlemen. Well, these councillors are taking the sweet time today.
Well, the meeting isn't due to start for another 20 minutes. You're early.
I like my clock wrong. Anyway, it's good to be early. This meeting should be an interesting one.
Trust me.
My position remains the same as the last time. I don't agree.
All right, Coretta. You can wait until the meeting actually starts.
You don't jump and do things, Jussel. You have to take one step at a time.
Like you hear the chairman say, save it for when we start.
Like you said him.
All right. Let's be cordial.
Good night, everybody.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, young man. Every time I see this boy, I just think about my first boyfriend. You sure a fine man is your father?
Yeah.
How fine man makes such a nice son. You sure your mother ain't give your father blow?
Look at this woman wants start scandal, eh? You are his past, Sonia.
I wasn't addressing
you,
son.
Well, I know this young man wouldn't answer you how you should be answered.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Evening, Ignatius.
Is all you sweating and blowing so?
I ran here.
What?
Like you training for the next Olympics? I don't think you're going to make it, Mr. Ignatius.
No, son. Trying to lose his belly in time for my son's wedding.
Well, good luck. That can take a miracle.
You need a woman for walk the belly down. Running can't help that.
You want to assist me, baby?
I look like I'm ready for that.
What are you really trying to imply?
I never had no disease of the sexual kind. But if I make myself a fool and give you a chance, that will certainly change.
Oops.
All right, people. Remember where we are.
Now, I want to hear more.
You know what, Coretta? If you were a young woman, I would have feel offended. But I don't deal with old women.
Ignatius Gusso, don't fool yourself. No young girl in why you with a thing. Walking around with one big...
All right. That's enough.
No hope for the ugly.
All right. I'm glad to see that everyone managed to make it to the meeting this evening.
It's an important one.
It is. We are here once again to discuss the Plan of Action for Regional Development, also known as PARD.
I stand firmly against the insanity.
Like you just said in, I thought we come here to discuss this thing.
Discuss all you want, but my position will not change.
I tell you.
James, I think you should once again explain what exactly the Plan of Action for Regional Development entails. Because like we got some ignoramus on this council.
Sonny, we all know your position. We all know you does and your mouth where the soup dropping.
You don't start with me, you know, Ignatius Thomas. Good.
All right. As we discussed last time, His Excellency President Granger has charged each region to come up with a plan to develop their community.
Yes, there's me by.
Is we you howling and hollowing, Safadina? The president won't even know you.
It's me and you, Coretta. I got me picture for prove it.
All right, ladies. The Plan of Action for Regional Development will look at each region as a separate unit. The resources the regions have will be considered human and natural resources. The current economic situation in the region will also be considered. Central government will partner with each region to reach its full potential. But of course, regional government will take the lead.
When I see that, I will believe it.
I'm not convinced.
Kevin, I must say I'm surprised
because
that
I'm not convinced, Miss Dinah. I'm on this village council because I want to make sure that people get what they deserve. The best, especially young people.
That's me, boy.
I am with you, Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, strong regions can only lead to a strong country.
Yes, and once the regions are strong, individually, the people will be stronger too. It's a win-win all wrong.
PARD is a working document that caters for long-term development.
That song all well and good. But why we want to give each region their own flag? Why we want to rename the regions?
Exactly. We must got 10 flags in this country. And what's wrong with regions being called Region 1 or Region 7 or Region 10? It ain't bothering nobody.
All right, everyone, calm down.
We have bigger issues than giving regions flags and renaming them. We have to provide jobs for the people.
Especially young people.
But that is one of the objectives of this plan. That is why each region has to consult with the people first.
We representing the people and we say no.
Well, you don't talk for yourself.
I don't understand how anybody could be against this plan. Y'all not thinking about the bigger picture here, man. If each region got its own capital town, then they will provide all the essential government services.
That's right.
It means each region could provide services to get driver's license, passports, NIS, pensions, GRA services, disability payments,
marriage certificates, business registrations, land titling, and the whole lot. Right now, everybody got to pack up in town, and we all see what is going on at places like passport office and GRA.
Exactly. Region 10 don't do their own.
Well, I'm still not convinced that that is the way to go at this point in time. Maybe in 10 years or so. But Guyana is not ready for this.
Who says so?
People ain't gonna go for it just so. Y'all gotta realize that people don't always open up the chain just like that. These things take time.
That's right. It's too much too soon. It might cause a lot of confusion. When everybody got their own flag and all them names change up, it can confuse people.
I think you are underestimating Guyanese people. Like you all think we don't, Sarwa.
Order. 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 All right, so this is the position of the council. Dinah Boston is...
for the development of our plan of action for regional development.
Monica is against. Catalina is for. Ignatius Thomas is...
100% against it at this time.
Mr. Wong is also against. So is Boyo. And Coretta.
Yes, I ain't changing my position.
Mr. Carter and Sonny are for. And so is Sister Patsy.
Well, anywhere Mr. Carter is, she will follow.
Lucky the woman gone to the toilet. Let her hear you.
Oh, Patsy could do me.
All right.
Look, we've been talking for over an hour now, and we are getting nowhere. It's obvious we will not come to a consensus tonight about this plan.
Okay. We will adjourn in a little bit. Let's keep in mind the president's message. There are plans to make 3 more towns. We already see how Madia, Bartica, Letem, and Mabaruma are now towns. Also, with each region having a capital, it will be easier to find work because it's more economic activity will be taking place.
Hold talk!
Ignatius, why you don't hush?
All y'all just need to put personal feelings and agenda aside and do what is best for the country. As far as I see, it's a win-win situation.
All right. I think we have exhausted time. Let's all go home and think about exactly what the plan of action for regional development will mean for all of us.
All the people who are against this insanity, come over here and join me. We have to discuss our next step forward.
You all know how I feel? Some people just in this council to cast confusion.
At the end of the day, we were all elected.
I don't know how some people vote.
Look, no sense in whining about the council we have. It is what it is. I would just like that we all work together.
If Ignatius and them really care about improving things in Morondoy and in the region as a whole, they want to be fighting you down so much.
Well, opposition is expected in any organization such as this. What we who support the initiative need to do is work to convince them.
Agreed.
Stubborn man like Ignatius.
Hello. Once we can convince the majority, democracy will win.
True.
I surprised at Monica though. I never thought she would be against something as progressive as PARD.
Why you surprise me, man?
Well, we can't stand around and debate who surprised us or not. We have to come up with a plan. As a council, the majority has to support this plan before we take it to the people. If we can't come to a consensus, then the people in the region will think we're a pack of jokers. And I'm certainly not about that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.